Let's start this episode with a pop quiz, tea break style. I'm going to list out four very recognizable names in the Indian fashion industry. I want you to think about what they have in common. Ready? Okay, here they are. Pantaloons, Alan Solly, Sabyasachi, and Tarun Tahiliani. I think you'd agree that this is a pretty diverse bunch of brands. So what is the common thread tying them together? Okay, here's a big clue. The answer is connected to billionaire Kumar Mangalam Birla. And I think I may have given it away there. Like, I'm sure you've guessed by now, what connects these brands is that they are all owned by Aditya Birla Fashion and Retail Limited, one of India's biggest fashion retail conglomerates. Now, Aditya Birla Fashion is arguably one of the most complex listed retailers. And I'll tell you why. It has dozens of really diverse fashion brands and retail formats under it. Think about it. On one hand, it has high-end luxury labels like Sabyasachi and Tarun Tahiliani. And on the other, it also owns the retail chain Pantaloons and labels like Alan Solly and Louis Philippe. Names that we all know because they're accessible to most people. Now, you'd think that this "we have something for everyone" strategy must be working out great for Aditya Birla Fashion, right? Well, turns out that's not quite true. In fact, it's having the opposite effect. Experts in the industry say it's almost like the company has an identity crisis. In fact, they think this is a big reason why Aditya Birla Fashion's growth has remained stagnant over the years. And to make matters worse, since the company doesn't have the money to finance most of its acquisitions, it's had to borrow hundreds of crores, which it now has to figure out how to return. Investors are obviously not too happy. So to turn things around, Aditya Birla Fashion made a pretty surprising announcement earlier this year. It said it would demerge Madura Fashion and Lifestyle from Aditya Birla Fashion and Retail Limited and list it separately. But here's what doesn't quite add up. Madura Fashion and Lifestyle is Aditya Birla Fashion's most profitable arm, with labels like Peter England, Alan Solly, Louis Philippe, and Van Heusen under it. It accounts for more than half of the company's revenue. So what is Aditya Birla Fashion's game plan here? Welcome to Daybreak, a business podcast from The Ken. I'm your new host, Rahil Philippos, and I'll be joining Snigdha every week to bring you one business story that is worth understanding and worth your time. Today is Tuesday, the 7th of May. Christmas came early for the Birla Group in 1999. In December that year, it acquired Madura from one of Europe's largest clothing suppliers, Coats Biella. Now, ironically enough, it was a crisis in the international textile industry that made this acquisition possible. And what was the crisis? Manufacturing had dipped considerably in the last few decades of the 20th century. And at the time, most of Asia was going through a financial crisis. And Coats was hit pretty hard. So they were forced to reassess some of their international businesses, including their thriving South India-based subsidiary, Madura Coats Limited. So what they did was, they demerged the company, renamed it Madura Garments, and sold it off to an upcoming Gujarat-based textile manufacturer called Indian Rayon. Now, can you guess who owned Indian Rayon at the time? None other than the Aditya Birla Group. When the company acquired Madura Garments, they got with it all of the company's brand licenses, which meant that it now owned licenses for top international brands like Alan Solly, Louis Philippe, Van Heusen. The acquisition made Indian Rayon the biggest branded apparel company in the country. And all of this happened way before the Aditya Birla fashion and retail conglomerate as we know it today even existed. This was a massive turning point for the Birla Group's fashion business. It was also a big moment in India's retail history. This was India's introduction to international fashion brands. And thanks to the aspirational middle class, the Birla Group's bet on Madura very quickly paid off. While Madura's family of brands began raking in the big bucks, the Birla Group was slowly building up its fashion empire. But even though it acquired a bunch of very well-known apparel brands over the years, none of them brought in as much money as Madura did. In fact, most of them turned out to be loss-making. What helped Aditya Birla Fashion was that it always had Madura to fall back on. So, what is Aditya Birla Fashion without Madura? More on that in the next segment. In 2012, the Birla Group bought a majority stake in what was then India's biggest listed retail company. I am, of course, talking about Pantaloons. At the time, Pantaloons was a pretty well-established retail chain with hundreds of stores across the country. Seems like a great deal for Aditya Birla, right? Well, it would have been if it wasn't for the fact that Pantaloons was already crumbling under a massive amount of debt. More importantly, it was dealing with its own identity crisis. And Aditya Birla Fashion thought it could fix it by pricing it just right. So initially, Pantaloons was priced just below Westside. But Aditya Birla Fashion swooped in and decided to make it even cheaper by slashing prices 25 to 30%. But even that didn't seem to work. In fact, the identity crisis hasn't gone away even all these years later. Just this February, in fact, Aditya Birla Fashion said it was trying to premiumize Pantaloons. Today, its average selling price is over 800 rupees. This is 20% higher than it was 5 years ago, but still almost half of its biggest competitor, Westside. Now, experts say the reason Pantaloons never quite got on Westside's level is because it didn't have a brand identity of its own. Even today, it gets most of its revenue from third-party brands like Allen Solly, and not its own. When my colleague Sita Raman spoke to Shubhrata Siddhanta, the chief executive of Reed & Taylor, he told him that this is Pantaloons' biggest problem. He said that every other successful apparel business sells its own brands. But the bottom line is, while Pantaloons hasn't seen much growth, at least it's still profitable. The same can't be said for Aditya Birla Fashion's other ventures. Take, for instance, its ethnic wear business. In the early 2000s, a family-run company called Vedanta Fashions managed to revolutionize the market for ethnic wear in the country. They launched Manyavar, the country's first ever one-stop shop for men's festival and wedding wear. Until then, everyone thought that sort of thing was best left to standalone family-run stores. Manyavar managed to prove everyone wrong. The brand's success also convinced pretty much every major apparel company to launch or buy their own Indian wear brands, Aditya Birla Fashion included. Since 2019, it has made 5 acquisitions in this space, and the largest of it was the TCNS clothing deal, worth close to 2,000 crore rupees. So with it, Aditya Birla Fashion's now added ethnic women's wear brands Aurelia and W to its long list of labels. But unfortunately, it hasn't managed to become the ethnic wear messiah Manyavar was. In fact, far from it. Both TCNS brands have been loss-making for close to 4 years now. And I wish I could say this was Aditya Birla Fashion's only problem. Most of its recent acquisitions have also failed to take off the way it had hoped. Like its 2022 acquisition of the D2C brand Bevakoof. Or when it bought Reebok's distribution license in India and tried to make the sportswear brand cool again. So if there is one thing that's clearly established by now, it is that Madura fashion and lifestyle was and still is undoubtedly Aditya Birla Fashion's MVP, its most valuable player. So why the demerger? How does that make sense for Aditya Birla Fashion? Stay tuned to find out. Imagine you have a team of football players. Most of them are pretty average and can just about cut it at some second division leagues. But you have one star player in the team who's good enough to play the big leagues. Say even the EPL. Madura is that star player. And if it were up to you, would you keep the player in the same team and let them continue playing second division leagues? Or would you let them play in the big leagues? That's exactly how Aditya Birla Fashion is looking at Madura. By demerging the Madura brands, it's giving Madura a shot at making it on its own without being weighed down by the stragglers. Experts told Sita that on its own, Madura could be well worth over $2 billion. So it sounds like a pretty good idea, right? Except, what happens to the other Aditya Birla Fashion brands? You know, the ones that aren't making a profit? Also, without Madura to back it, how will Aditya Birla Fashion pay off the hundreds of crores it owes after all its failed acquisitions? You see, at the moment, its net debt is somewhere around 2,500 crore rupees. So without Madura, Aditya Birla Fashion will have a lot of figuring out to do. Because after the demerger, the lion's share of the debt will be on Aditya Birla Fashion's books. So the company is running out of options. It'll have to magically generate a ton of cash from its existing businesses or raise some money to repay its debt. Also, the Aditya Birla Fashion business has a larger problem on its hands. Sure, Madura is Aditya Birla Fashion's star player, but even star players have their own issues. Madura has barely grown in the last few years. It just isn't the 2000s anymore. It's true that Alan Solly and Van Heusen are brands that anyone would recognize in any city, big or small. But with more and more international and homegrown brands entering the Indian market, they're losing their sheen. Simply put, they aren't the coolest brands anymore. So yeah, demerging could potentially help boost Madura's growth. But it could also end up butchering Aditya Birla's fashion business. That's all for today. I'll catch you again next Tuesday. But before that, would you mind doing Snigdha and I a little favor? If you like this podcast, could you hit the follow button on Apple or Spotify or wherever you're listening to us? Also, if you haven't rated us already, please could you do it? It really helps.
Daybreak is produced from the newsroom of The Ken, India's first subscriber-focused business news platform. What you're listening to is just a small sample of our subscriber-only offerings. A full subscription unlocks daily long-form feature stories, newsletters, and podcast extras. Head to theken.com and click on the red subscribe button on the top of the website. Today's episode was hosted by Rahil Philippos, produced by me, Snigdha Sharma, and edited by Rajiv Sien.